As the pandemic continues in its second wave, more and more couples are delaying their I do's. WNYC's Karen Rouse tells us that's forced planners in the New York City area to turn to virtual ceremonies or their side hustle to stay in business.
Debbie Caesar is a wedding planner and the owner of the A La Mode experience. When the first COVID-19 wave hit in March, her events were either canceled or postponed. So Caesar, who's been in business 11 years, started doing project management for nonprofits, like handling a virtual Mother's Day fundraiser for a women's shelter.
That was something that we can do online because we weren't going to be able to survive losing 70% of the business.
Caesar nets about $1,000 for a virtual wedding job, compared to $7,000 for a traditional in-person affair. But she understands why people are opting for an online ceremony.
A lot of people have elderly family members, and they are thinking, I don't want to put my family at risk. And I think that's where it's at. Do I really want my mom to be a part of this? Am I willing to put her at risk?
The market research company, IBIS World, projects the U.S. wedding industry will see a 21% decline in revenue this year. That's having an impact on its 39,000 employees, from florists to caterers and event planners.
We have some members that have told us they're completely leaving the wedding industry and not coming back.
Kevin Dennis is the president of the Wedding International Professionals Association. He says the downturn has a ripple effect on suppliers. He says one furniture rental company is now supplying chairs and tables to a flu clinic. LaToya Frazier never thought her wedding to Dijon Bartlett would be on Zoom. But the Queens couple had their hearts set on a June 27th affair.
That's when he asked me to be his girlfriend. That's when he proposed.
They started planning in December, ordered the dresses, and put a deposit on a venue that would seat 85. But by April, with the region in a lockdown, it became clear it wasn't going to happen.
But it was very emotional for me because I had this picture in my head of what I wanted.
But they decided to focus on what was really important to both of them, the fact that they were getting married.
You may kiss your bride.
Just like those in the wedding industry, she learned to pivot too. Karen Rouse, WNYC News.